The American Repertory Theater is hosting an experiment in Cambridge called Gats. It's an unedited staging of F. Scott Fitzgerald's entire famous novel, The Great Gatsby. Word for word, cover to cover, the production clocks in at 6.5 hours. To find out how and if Gats works, WBUR's Andrea Shea conducted an experiment of her own.
Raise your hand if you read The Great Gatsby in high school or college. It's widely held up as a perfectly crafted holy writ of American literature. So what better test for this production than dragging someone along who worships the book but has an aversion to theater?
Just the experience of sitting in a theater chair puts me on edge. So I haven't been to the theater very much at all in the past few years. My mother would be very upset to hear me admit.
Boston novelist, teacher, and Gatsby fan Michael Lowenthal is my literary guinea pig. He agreed to relinquish a day of his life to come see Gats with me. It's a marathon staging of the entire text. Lowenthal read the novel in one sitting in college, adores its opening lines and meditation on the American dream, and comes to this lengthy exercise with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Why come here and see these people do this thing when we could just read the book at home, or we could even listen to it as a book on tape? And if they aren't going to change any of the words at all or delete any of the words, what else could they do? What could they add? But it doesn't strike me necessarily as a recipe for success.
I think part of what it was we came up with this frame.
John Collins directs Gats and founded the Brooklyn-based experimental theater company behind this radical concept.
This idea that we would make it a play, not that would be a new version of The Great Gatsby, not that would be our condensed interpretation of the story, but that we would make a play about somebody reading this book.
Not that Collins and his peers didn't try to condense it. They did, even after being warned that the novel was unadaptable. But Collins says,
we just kept finding that everything seemed necessary. So we thought, well, here's a great crazy idea to start with. Here's a great crazy project. Here's a great impossible task. We'll do every single word of it.
Every single word of the narration is read by actor Scott Shepherd.
In my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since. Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, he told me, just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you've had.
On stage, Gats starts off pretty straight. Actor Scott Shepherd plays a guy in a drab office. He sits down at his computer, but it's broken. So he picks up a well-worn copy of The Great Gatsby and starts reading it out loud.
It has opened up many curious natures to me.
But it doesn't take long for things to turn strange. Co-workers wander on and off stage, an assistant, a janitor, a man in a suit. The lines between the narration and the action begin to blur.
I must have stood for a few moments listening to the whip and snap of the curtains and the groan of a picture on the wall. Then there was a boom as Tom Buchanan shut the rear windows and the caught wind.
It's as if the book is coming to life. Then the janitor blurts out a line of dialogue from Gatsby character Tom Buchanan.
Civilization's going to pieces!
And so it goes, ramping up, getting more surreal. While Gats stays true to the words, it takes liberties with every prop, sound effect, and stretch of the imagination.
As our credulity switched back to her, she leaned forward with enthusiasm.
You look at him sometime when he thinks nobody's looking at him. I'll bet he killed a man.
She narrowed her eyes and shivered. Lucille shivered. We all turned and looked around for Gatsby.
Michael Lowenthal, my literary guinea pig, looks like he's buying into the production. Hour after hour, he holds up pretty well, but he wonders about Scott Shepherd, the actor reading the narration in Gats. We've been sitting in our seats for hours, but Shepherd is on stage the whole time, 6.5 hours plus the three breaks. The actor has a strategy, though. Shepherd says he approaches the event like a football game.
The first quarter, I come on with a cup of coffee, so that's cool. Toward the end of the second quarter, we have a meal, and I eat a power bar. So that gets me through number two. Number three is the long desert where there's no stimulant built into part three. But if you can make it through part three, then part four, you get to smoke a cigarette and a cigar.
After nearly 8 hours together, including a dinner break, my test subject looks both beaten down and satisfied. For him, the written word reigned supreme, and he sees GATS both as a cool way to experience the novel and a victory for F. Scott Fitzgerald.
You know, the funny thing is, you know, Fitzgerald was a failed playwright, and most people think he was a failed screenwriter when he did his Hollywood period. And actually, I think this project right before Gatsby was a play that opened and flopped. And so it's so amazing then to see that his novel works as a piece of theater, but perhaps only because it was untouched.
And Lowenthal admits there was something primal and novel about being read to in a theater along with hundreds of other people. After all, the act of reading is usually a solitary one. But be warned, if you choose to take part in this experiment yourself, allot some recovery time. I'll admit my backside is still a little sore. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.